Now, try this for a plot line. A young woman with a criminal record gets hired at America Online. She uses the company database to access the accounts of celebrity members and then uses these contacts to seek fame and fortune in Hollywood. Maybe a movie of the week? Well, hold that thought while day-to-day contributor Shani Jardin brings us the stranger-than-fiction tale of E-Girl.
E-Girl, otherwise known as 25-year-old Heather Robinson of Tucson, Arizona, is the subject of a recently published book, Hollywood Interrupted, by Andrew Breitbart and Mark Ebner.
She, from way outside Los Angeles and Hollywood's city limits, was able to access who was who online, i.e. celebrities, agents, producers, and various other Hollywood power brokers. She began to ingratiate herself with these people. Her online relationships actually bled offline into sexual dalliances with some of these people.
Author Mark Ebner says Robinson, who was hired by AOL shortly after graduating high school, used private AOL account data to hack her way into the movie business. Goldie Hawn, Carrie Fisher, Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, producer Lauren Shuler Donner, and the now deceased comedian Chris Farley are said to be among those she interacted with or sought out. She used her online proximity to Hollywood power brokers to develop and sell her first film, The Perfect Man, a sugar-coated version of an earlier chapter in her life that resulted in felony charges of fraud, theft, and forgery. Tucson Police Department documents obtained by Day to Day reveal that Robinson wrote a series of love letters to her mother, posing as a fictional admirer. This set into motion a fake romance for her mom, which included a marriage proposal consecrated with the delivery of a wedding ring. Robinson and a friend confessed that ring was bought with a stolen credit card and altered ID swiped from an Air Force base. Because she had no prior criminal record, Robinson's charges were reduced from felony to misdemeanor with a 120-hour community service sentence.
Again, we were, 16 years old, and we wanted to do something good for my mom, and yes, we got in over our heads. But at the end of that, after the court stuff was done, my mom walked out, and she put her arm around me, and she said, "I understand why you did it," and she said, "Maybe someday they'll make a movie out of it."
It looks like they will. Scheduled to go into production with Universal Pictures and starring teen singer-actor Hilary Duff of Disney's Lizzie McGuire, The Perfect Man is, according to the filmmakers, an upbeat retelling of a youthful charade of creating a non-existent boyfriend for her dejected mother. But Robinson hasn't stopped there. She's also shopping a semi-autobiographical feature called E-Girl. A press release promises the movie will only depict the clever, amazing, and heartrending aspects of her online escapades. But if published accounts are true, the less heartrending aspects of her story may be that, once again, she broke the law.
Depending on where those celebrities live, they could bring a variety of complaints under state law. I think that AOL definitely has a responsibility to do a thorough investigation of this.
Pam Dixon of the World Privacy Forum describes Robinson as an electronic stalker and says companies like AOL have just as much of a responsibility to ensure that customer information is safe from internal abuses as from hackers or scam artists outside the corporate firewall.
It's actually astonishing that someone would think that this is okay to do to people. Even if it's anonymous, you're still profiting from a relationship that was not honest.
Heather Robinson sees nothing wrong with using data she gathered secretly for personal gain.
These people chose to continue talking to me. It wasn't like stalking where they were asking me to go away or where they were putting up any kind of court papers or anything like that. It was simply a friendship.
AOL declined to discuss details of Robinson's employment, but spokesperson Andrew Weinstein said that activities described would be a violation of current and former company policy. Employee records obtained by Day to Day show Robinson was disciplined at least once for inappropriate use of customer data. Robinson says she continued to work there for about a year and a half.
I asked my supervisor several times, "Are we allowed to contact anybody?" "You can contact anybody as long as they have A, a profile, or B, they're in a chat room." And I followed those rules and those policies to a T. I defend AOL. I commend AOL. They're advertising where we make dreams come true. We want to help you excel in life. They did that for me.
When asked whether everything about her in Ebner's book was accurate, Robinson told Day to Day it was. Given her history, we should probably take some of her tales with a grain of salt. But if it's true that Hollywood is a world of perception and illusion, E-Girl may have arrived in just the right place. For Day to Day, I'm Shani Jardin.